Ben Carson's journey begins in the tough streets of Detroit, where poverty and struggle were daily companions. Imagine being labeled the dumbest kid in fifth grade by your classmates, a label Ben not only accepted but internalized. Yet this same boy would one day separate conjoined twins and become one of the most celebrated neurosurgeons in medical history. What transformed him? When Ben's father abandoned the family, his mother, Sonia, who had only a third-grade education and couldn't even read the book reports she assigned, implemented a revolutionary strategy: limited television, mandatory library visits, and weekly book reports. Though Ben initially resisted, a pivotal moment came in science class when he correctly identified an obsidian rock that stumped his classmates. Suddenly, a light bulb went on. Reading had given him knowledge others didn't have. Within 2 years, the former dummy rose to the top of his class, discovering that intelligence isn't fixed, but cultivated through curiosity and persistent learning. Despite working multiple jobs and battling severe depression, Sonia Carson never wavered in her determination. When friends told her she was being too strict, she stood firm. When Ben begged for expensive clothes, she handed him her entire paycheck and challenged him to manage the family finances for a week, teaching him valuable lessons about financial reality. Perhaps most importantly, when 8-year-old Ben declared he wanted to be a missionary doctor, Sonia offered words that would shape his life. "If you ask the Lord for something and believe He will do it, it will happen." This unwavering belief in possibilities beyond their circumstances became the foundation for everything Ben would achieve. The sting of prejudice marked Ben's childhood in painful ways. White classmates refused to play with him because he was a blackie. A gym teacher deliberately gave him a B instead of the A he earned. During a school competition, a teacher publicly shamed white students for letting a black student outperform them. These experiences could have easily fostered bitterness, but Ben chose a different response. He channeled his energy into academic excellence. After winning a spelling bee, he made a conscious decision to become the smartest student in his class. When classmates mocked him as a nerd for choosing books over basketball, he responded with quiet confidence. "Let's see what I'm doing in 20 years, and then let's see what you're doing." This approach, answering prejudice with achievement rather than anger, became a defining characteristic of Ben's life. By 14, Ben's temper had become dangerously volatile. After hitting classmates with his locker lock and throwing rocks at others, he reached a breaking point when he pulled a knife on his friend Bob during an argument over a radio station. When the blade broke against Bob's belt buckle, Ben fled home in horror. Locked in the bathroom for hours, he prayed desperately for change, reading Proverbs about controlling anger. This moment marked a profound spiritual transformation that permanently cured his temper problem. What makes this aspect of Ben's story so compelling is how he confronted his most dangerous flaw through spiritual reflection and personal accountability. The self-discipline developed through this breakthrough would later serve him well during marathon surgical procedures requiring extraordinary patience and emotional control. Arriving at Yale, Ben expected to impress everyone with his intelligence. Reality hit hard when he discovered his high school strategy of minimal studying and last-minute cramming failed him completely. By semester's end, he was failing chemistry with the lowest grade in the class. Desperate before his final exam, he prayed for divine help. That night, he dreamed of a shadowy figure solving chemistry problems on a blackboard. To his astonishment, the next day's exam contained the exact problems from his dream. While Ben aced the test and recognized it as a miracle, he promised God he would never again rely on last-minute divine intervention. From then on, he developed proper study habits and worked diligently. This experience taught Ben that even exceptional natural talent requires disciplined work habits to achieve its potential. Ben's breakthrough case came with 4-year-old Miranda Francisco, who suffered up to 100 seizures daily. After careful study, he proposed a radical hemispherectomy, removing half her brain, despite never having performed one before. During the difficult 10-hour surgery, excessive bleeding complicated their work, but Ben prayed for guidance throughout. Remarkably, when Miranda awoke, she could speak and move her right side. His most famous case involved Patrick and Benjamin Binder, Siamese twins joined at the back of their heads. Leading a massive surgical team, Ben pioneered the unprecedented separation surgery. The critical moment came when cutting their shared blood vessel caused profuse bleeding, forcing the team to cool the baby's blood and stop their hearts. With just seconds before brain damage would occur, they successfully separated the twins and reconstructed their blood vessels. Throughout his speaking engagements with young people, Ben shares his Think Big philosophy, using each letter to represent a key principle for success: talent, identifying your God-given abilities; honesty, maintaining integrity even when it seems disadvantageous; insight, learning from others' experiences; nice, treating others well; knowledge, which makes you valuable beyond material possessions; books, the resource that transformed Ben's own life; in-depth learning, understanding deeply rather than superficial cramming; and God, acknowledging a higher purpose. When speaking to students, Ben introduces himself as a former class dummy who became a renowned neurosurgeon, emphasizing that education is the great equalizer, regardless of background. He warns against negative peer influence, PEERs, people who encourage errors, rudeness, and stupidity, and challenges listeners to use their God-given minds to overcome obstacles. What makes Ben Carson's story truly remarkable isn't just his surgical accomplishments, but how he's leveraged his platform to inspire others. With his wife Candy, he established the Carson Scholars Fund, recognizing young people for academic achievement and community service. Recipients receive $1,000 scholarships and recognition in their school trophy cases, fulfilling Ben's vision of celebrating academic excellence as enthusiastically as athletic achievement. The program has awarded nearly $6 million to almost 6,000 scholars across all 50 states. After retiring from surgery in 2013, Ben expanded his influence through writing, speaking, and eventually public service. His 2012 National Prayer Breakfast speech addressed political correctness, educational decline, and proposed a proportional tax system inspired by biblical tithing, sparking both criticism and praise nationwide. Whether you agree with his political views or not, Ben's journey demonstrates how a single life, nurtured by education and guided by purpose, can impact countless others. His story challenges us all. What might we accomplish if we refuse to accept the limitations others place on us and instead embrace the full potential of our minds?